Good evening, Wahoo fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host. He's still very tall, Jim Hobgood. We take you behind the scenes and sound bites to meet the Wahoos that make UVA athletic news. We're glad that you've joined us tonight. Jim and I are delighted to have two top-notch sports writers joining us this evening. We're going to talk a little basketball. We're going to talk a little soccer. In addition, we'll be discussing recent UVA basketball news and updating fans on the other Wahoo sports news.
This is Hobbo. As Frank indicated, we have a little different type of show lined up for tonight's, the eve of New Year's Eve. I guess tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Delighted to have Whitelaw Reed. I got to ask him about this Whitelaw thing. You know, I never saw the full name before. Whitey Reed is our featured guest. He'll be calling in here shortly. He's the UVA beat writer for the Daily Progress, obviously along with Jerry Radcliffe. He'll be joining us momentarily to talk a little UVA basketball and anything else that comes to mind with regard to UVA sports. In addition, later in the show, we'll have columnist Paul Montana of the Saber and Cavalier Daily joining us. He actually, according to Frank, was at the UVA NCAA championship game in soccer a couple of weeks back, so he'll be able to talk to us about that, among other things. And in the meantime, Frank Maloney will tell you how to get in touch with us.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com as well as thesaber.com. So those folks that are not living in the immediate vicinity of Central Virginia can also follow our show. We encourage you to send your questions or comments. Just call us at 345-0910. This evening, we're particularly interested in taking callers throughout the show, and we look forward to that interaction. All of our shows are archived on thesaber.com. We've set up a Facebook page as well, so you can search Who's Talking and become a fan and send us your questions and comments there.
Yeah, I must admit, my sister-in-law pulled up the Saber the other day, and when you look at the archived, I know this is not part of the text here, but you look at the archived group of guests that we've had on during the weeks going back to September, it becomes very impressive. Well, the basketball team has finished exams. The big snowstorm hit Charlottesville, but the Hoos have put together a couple of wins over NJIT and Hampton University. Those were relatively easy wins. Tonight's game is going to be a whole different matter. I think Frank and I are both disappointed we can't be there. We're going to try to address future conflicts between Who's Talking and basketball games on Wednesday nights, but nevertheless, we will not be at the UAB Blazer game tonight. Hopefully a bunch of Richmond folks are there, or headed there, as the game will start at 7 p.m. And, of course, we'll be on WRVA, and we and others will be listening following our show. Tonight's focus will be a little bit basketball-oriented, and Frank will give us some background on Mr. Reed, our first guest, who will be joining us momentarily.
Well, before we give Whitey's background, Mike, just touch on real quickly ACC standings to this point here on December 30th. Florida State, Wake Forest, and Boston College all have one win in conference. Florida State looks particularly impressive. They're at 11-2 overall. Wake Forest is 9-2, and BC is 8-4. Duke, Virginia Tech, Clemson, North Carolina, Maryland, and Virginia have not played an ACC game yet. Miami, Georgia Tech, and NC State have all dropped their first game, although Miami is 12-1 so far, and Georgia Tech is 10-2, and NC State is 9-3. So
yeah, everybody's kind of fattening up on that non-conference schedule. Virginia lagging behind at 6-4. Hopefully they can get a couple of more wins before they begin their conference play January 9th at NC State. Florida State opened on the road at Georgia Tech, so a particularly impressive win for them because they got that ACC win on the road. Road wins in the league are always treasured. Wake Forest beat NC State at home in Winston-Salem, and Boston College beat Miami up in Boston. But nevertheless, good win for BC over a Miami team. And, of course, Miami, as you say, 12-1. That's their only loss on the season.
Well, I understand that our engineer, Zach, is going to have Whitey hooked up here in a second on the phone. But so right now let's do a mini bio on Mr. Whitelaw Reed. He was born and raised in New York City and graduated from Vanderbilt University. He worked as a beat writer for the Tennessee Titans for about a year. Then he went all the way to the left coast and worked at the San Diego Union Tribune for 5 years, where he said he wrote about all sports. More recently, he's been covering UVA basketball for the Daily Progress for over 4.5 years now. And what is interesting to me is when I first met Whitey, Whitey says, "I just want to talk basketball. That's all I care about." And so immediately I became a fan of Whitey and wanted to get him on our show. He follows a number of teams, pro teams, the Knicks, the Yankees, and for some reason the Dallas Cowboys. So I guess he turned his back on the Giants and the Jets for some reason, being the New York City boy that he was. He says that he still plays pickup basketball. So there's a man after my own heart. If I didn't have a bad ankle, I'd probably still be out there running up and down the court. We're delighted that Whitey's going to be joining us. In fact, I think Whitey's here.
I think I might challenge that concept of Frank Maloney running up and down the court. You might be walking the ball up and down the court. I'm not sure about running it up.
I would still be running.
Whitey, are you there?
I am indeed.
I have one. Frank wrote down on your bio that you're approximately 33 years old. How do you become approximately 33?
That's some wishful thinking. I'm actually 36, going to be 37 this summer, if you can believe that.
No way.
Well, yeah. There's some missing years in your bio there, Whitey.
Hell yeah. Well, so how's that press meal up in Charlottesville today? Pretty good?
Actually, I was very displeased because there was no horseradish sauce to go along with the roast beef sandwiches. Usually, you know, I'm all about the horseradish.
I hope you have made that known to the powers that be that Whitey is displeased.
Oh, I just told Rich Murray that I was, you know, upset with these, you know, cutbacks. It's got to be cutbacks is what I'm thinking.
Well, they got to start stepping it up for ACC play coming here in January.
That's a good point. We're right around the corner from that.
You know, I think Frank and I are going to make sure that this is the last home game that we missed, so so that'll certainly make going to the games a lot more pleasurable, the fact that Maloney and Hobgood will be there from now on.
Well, let's not get carried away.
Come on, Whitey, you know you love us, buddy.
No, yeah, I like to. I enjoyed seeing you guys at the football games and stuff. But you know, come on, well, what are you missing UAB for? We got a top 25 team in the house, the highest ranked opponent Virginia's faced this year. They've got some quality wins on their ledger here. They've beaten the likes of Butler and Georgia, Cincinnati, some great wins. They've won 10 in a row, and I'm looking forward to tonight. It's the first time we haven't seen a cupcake here in the John Paul Jones Arena, you know, all season here after these Hamptons and New Jersey Institute of Technologies of the world. I'm excited.
All right, you started out. Let's pick up on that theme. What does Virginia have to do tonight to be successful?
You know, it seems like this UAB squad is just really well-rounded. They kind of have, you know, quality bigs and guards. So, I'm interested to see how the UVA can match up. You know, coming off that Hampton game, a couple guys looked like they started to turn the corner. Sylvan, you know, impressed me from the standpoint of it looked like he started to play that complete all-around game that Tony Bennett was, you know, wanting him to do. You know, he almost had a triple-double against Hampton. Granted, that was Hampton, and, you know, it'll be a different story tonight. But I think Sylvan playing a good game is certainly one of the keys tonight.
I was wondering something. Sylvan took a lot of shots in the last game or so, but it doesn't seem like his outside shot is working. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that's a great observation, Frank. You know, he spent supposedly, you know, he jacked up a number of shots in the offseason. I think he said something like 1,000 shots a day working on that three-point jumper at his home in New York City over the summer. And, you know, it doesn't look that much better to me than it did last year. In fact, I made this comment to a couple of the other reporters on Press Row at the last game, is that his release almost looks a little more robotic and maybe a little not as quick of a release. So, you know, the proof will be in the pudding, though, obviously. We're still pretty early in the year here. But, you know, that's a pretty good observation. The jumper seems, you know, still a question mark to me from Sylvan.
And that becomes a factor. Just looking, he's 5 of 14 from three-point range, so he hasn't taken a whole lot of shots outside the three-point line, but only successful 35% of the time. And certainly other teams are going to play him for the dribble drive to the basket. So, I mean, if I were looking at a scouting report on Sylvan playing against him, I would tell my defenders, you know, give him a step or two and make him prove that outside jump shot.
No doubt about it. I think that's the whole thing. And I think Silva knew that when he went home over the summer, was because towards the end of last year, if you remember, you know, teams finally figured out that scouting report, hey, lay off this guy a couple feet and make him prove that he can hit the jumper. So I think that's what he's going to have to do, you know, especially when you get into ACC season, where those schools really, the word is out about Silva. Maybe in these non-conference games, you're playing teams you haven't seen before, but the ACC schools will remember Silva and you know, last year, how they were able to, you know, nullify him a little bit toward the end of the year.
Whitey, looking at the stats to this date, I mean, only 10 games, but it looks like Tony Bennett is trying to play enough of the guys to find that second, third, and fourth scorer. And to this point, it appears Mike Scott, albeit bad ankle, Sammy Zaglinski seems to have improved his outside shot. And then Jeff Jones coming off the bench, although I've noticed in recent games, not as many minutes. What's going on there, do you think?
With whose minutes was that?
Jeff Jones.
Yeah, you're right. You know, nobody separated themselves, really. You know, Coach Bennett's talked a lot about the parity on the roster, and I think that's what he's talking about mostly, is that, you know, two-guard, shooting guard, wing position where nobody's sort of, you know, stepped up. And it was like that last year, too, under Dave Leto. It seemed like Jeff Jones and Mustafa Farrakhan just took turns, really, with the minutes, and one looked good one game, the other didn't look so hot the next game. And quite frankly, I think if this continues, you know, this is an opportunity for freshman, you know, Jontel Evans to maybe come in and steal some of those minutes at the guard spot, you know, because Bennett doesn't really have any allegiance, quite frankly, to Farrakhan or Jones. So if he sees that, you know, Evans can contribute, well, why not play the young freshman, which will probably, you know, serve the team better in the future?
Well, Jontel Evans, and I think Coach Bennett has made reference to the fact he brings a lot of energy into the game. Does he have the offensive prowess? I remember during the many years I did a broadcast, sometimes I would look out on the floor and wonder who was going to score given the five guys that are on the floor for Virginia at a given time. So, I mean, you know, Jontel, that may be the only question mark from his standpoint, is offensive capabilities.
Yeah, that's a good observation, but you know what? He surprised me with his offense so far this year. What I like is, number one, he doesn't force the issue offensively. He's not going to pull a Calvin Baker and, you know, start jacking up it with by shots. And then the other thing, if you look at his numbers, Jim, this year he's actually 10 of 15 from the field. That's obviously not a great sample size, but, you know, it's pretty good, you know. You know, he hasn't forced it, like I said, and he only takes shots that are good shots. And the thing that also has impressed me is when he gets into the paint, for a small guy, he's listed at, you know, 5'11", 185, he can really finish when he gets to the rim. He sort of reminds me, in a way, of Sean Singletary in that he sort of packs a powerful punch when he gets near the rim.
Well, that may be the football background that helps in that regard.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Both former football players. That's right.
You know, I was listening to Tony Bennett in the teleconference a couple of days ago, and he was talking about one of the things he likes about Evans is the fact that he can go from defense to offense faster than anybody on the team, and number two, how much he likes the vocal leadership that Calvin Baker brings to the team. Don't you see some transition in that regard?
Yeah, you know, that's probably not something, you know, Virginia fans are overjoyed to hear, that Bennett views Baker in that light. He's not a fan favorite. He doesn't have the prettiest game in the world, but what I think Baker brings are those intangibles that make him, that, you know, lend himself to getting on the court. And Evans could certainly learn a lot from, you know, someone like Baker, just in terms of those leadership qualities, I think.
Whitey, we've got to go to our second break, so our listeners, please call 345-0910, and we can throw some questions to Whitey Reed. You're listening to Who's Talking?